All right, there is an 18-year-old rising senior, and she has a boyfriend who's also 18 years old and a senior in high school. And she set up a PowerPoint presentation and presented it to her boyfriend's parents, saying, hey, these are the reasons why she let me spend the night with your son in your home.
Huh. All right. And it was PowerPoint. That was the way she chose to go.
Yep. I think she's probably a good student. Actually, I know she's a good student.
Yeah.
800-682-1075. You can either hear it. It's short. We'll play what she has to say. Are you for or against allowing this to occur? Just try to put yourself in a situation. If you're presented with this and you have a son or daughter who's 18 and in high school, would you allow their significant other to start staying the night with that person? It's not like at their house. They're talking about together, like in the same room.
Off the bat, before the PowerPoint, I'm already at a no, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm open to hearing.
Like, can you be convinced?
I'm at a no before, but I've also heard it. Mm. But
First off, 2 18-year-olds, you guys think there's going to be sex. Understandable. So we're going to go over your concerns in the slideshow.
Right away, the giggling? You're not mature enough.
No.
You're not mature enough.
At my age, well, I cannot talk about it without laughing or gagging.
Spending the night PowerPoint.
Right. Do you know if they are talking about the same room? Because
same room, same bed.
Same room, same bed.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Here she goes. Oh, let me restart it.
First off, 2 18-year-olds, you guys think there's going to be sex. Understandable. So we're going to go over your concerns in the slideshow. Babies, never. Sex means babies equal broke. And I'm not trying to be broke. I'm working off of Walmart. And if you guys need a little bit more, here's our grades. All A's, one B.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you convinced?
It's not convincing me at all.
I'm not convincing me at all. And so it was to sleep in the same bed. In the article said,
oh my gosh,
we won't be loud. But she said they're also not having sex. So it's like,
but she sounds younger.
So
than
they
18.
Suck at sex. Yeah. We're not going to be loud.
Yeah. I mean,
losers.
She says they are. I mean, it's just.
Doesn't she sound young?
She does.
She does.
18 sounds young. 18 is young.
Like that, though. Mm. I mean,
yeah, I have a high squeaky pitch voice. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I do.
My son's 17. He doesn't sound like that.
Did his voice change?
Yeah, he's also
a
boy.
He has a high voice, but okay. But at the same room,
Yeah, it's a no for me. It's a no if even the same house. I think
really?
He's asking for trouble. What? Why? Why they need to? Why? What's the big hurry to try to grow up and pretend that you don't need to?
It is an
you're in my house.
Yeah.
My rules.
Absolute no from me. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not absolute no.
Oh,
from
absolutely.
Me.
Like,
not even on the couch.
Yes. There you go.
Couch. Fine.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know,
they're talking about like consistent sleepover.
Yes.
Right. But this is a big deal now because Jared, you know, he is a no on everything. But you just said, Katie, yes to the couch. Squid said yes to the couch. I said yes to the couch.
I say yes to the couch. I say absolutely under no circumstances in my house, in the bed, with the door closed, night after night.
There's a big difference here, right? Jared, you don't believe anything about this couch thing. You're like,
no, because I think it's naive to think that when you're sleeping, they're not going to be doing stuff while you're sleeping.
Which is fine, because you set the rules, and that is absolutely on them at that point and that age.
It's really on you, because it's your house.
Well, yes, I did it. You know, it was like, oh, he's just spending the night.
Right.
And I get it. I know that. However, I have set my rules. Right, and the rule is you're not sleeping in the same bed. I'm not going to allow that knowingly.
The sleeping in the same bed.
Yes.
Knowingly.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Squid?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's nothing wrong with like having them sleep on the couch because.
Them? Or
no.
Separate?
No. I mean, separately. Yeah. Oh. Having
the
significant
the
other sleep on the couch. Because, I mean, I feel like it's kind of. It's exciting to do that. Like if you're in high school with your like significant other, your high school sweetheart, like you can sleep over with us and like we can have a family fun night or whatever. But like if I catch you, like
I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill you. Yeah. But like
when she gets pregnant and you're taking care of your new grandchild,
that can happen no matter what, Jared.
No,
that
I know,
could
but you're fostering it. You're fostering it at that point.
Enabling.
Yeah.
But
you're making
I think
it
the
easier.
Couch is fine.
So your kids are just gonna sneak out to a bonfire now, Jared, and do it in the middle of the woods because they're too scared.
Maybe. I mean,
in the back of the car before they go home.
I mean, you never know. But I mean, like,
which is also exciting.
It is.
Which is literally all my friends who don't go to my church did that.
Well.
I only had one friend whose mom at like 16 was like, here's a whole bowl of condoms.
Oh.
I know you're going to do it anyway. And guess who was the first person of our friend group to be having sex all the time? Him.
Okay, I would
not. It was
not.
Like a stamp of approval.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the first person to get somebody pregnant.
Oh.
If he was using the condoms.
Oh, I don't think he used them.
Ooh.
But you know what I'm saying?
Also, Jared, and I'm just going to say, you can say like the people from my church, whatever, some people that I know that grew up in the most strict households,
right,
religion, they were doing some wild ass things in, mm-hmm, the back of cars or at bonfires. And then it was like the parents were like, oh, but we're religious, so it's fine. It happens.
I think that's making religious people sound like they're naive.
No, they're not true at all.
They're worried about it nonstop. Yeah.
As are parents who are not religious or maybe not as religious as others. You worry about it because it's your children. But to say like all my friends who weren't at all my friends who were in the church, well,
I just know the statistics in our church is just a lot. The most people wait till they get married who grew up in the church.
Well, it's 3 against 1, right?
And 98% of people outside of our church don't wait till
they
get married.
So they weren't getting handsy at all?
I'm talking about having sex. I mean, I don't know all the things, but having sex, that's a big difference.
I think so. Well,
it's a huge
difference. Depends on
certain things. But it's like, I'm saying I've seen it. I mean,
sexual acts.
But they weren't having, and I don't know what people did, but I know the percentage of people having sex before marriage that grew up in our church was very low.
I would still be just as concerned over certain sexual acts happening as concerned as sex. Yes,
you can't get pregnant without other sexual acts.
I don't care. Yeah. It's still
in our church. It's not like saying, "Oh, you can do all this other." I'm just saying. Yeah.
Just as.
It's just hey, if you're, I know you're going to drink, so I want you to drink at my house. I think it's just kind of, it gets your mind like you're saying it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is my thought. Let's go to Sean. Sean, do you agree or disagree? Should these parents allow their boyfriend's girlfriend to start spending the night in the same bed at their house?
First of all, oh God, most of the parents that allow it are probably the ones that got their child there. So hell no, my child would not in the same bed, not in the same room, not in a tent in the house. because. I'm not even a parent, but I've watched other people like go through just disobeying simple for their own good. And you think two 18-year-olds who actually bring you a PowerPoint presentation about sleeping in the same bed haven't already kind of crossed that line?
Yes, they're already thinking about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like no, not thinking about it. Who's to say they haven't already done it?
They
just need your stamp of approval. They was just like, hell, I've already been begging your daughter or your son, so I think you might be preparing for the worst because, you know, here it is, so we might as well take
they just want to come to a bed to do it in now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 right. Now they don't have to sneak around in the bushes, behind the school, like, whatever. If we've done it and thought about it, they're trying to find new ways of doing it. So, no. No. You can't find a new way of having a baby, so hell no.
It was brazen that they created the PowerPoint.
Brazen.
You know, and my parents never would have allowed it. My parents wouldn't even let us take friends on vacation. Like, girlfriends on vacation.
Same.
It was absolute
I think that's okay, too.
Well,
if it's separate. Like,
just meaning my parents were not open.
Oh, okay.
Like, we have three kids. This is a family function.
Oh, you mean you couldn't bring a girlfriend on vacation?
No, absolutely not.
But definitely not a boyfriend.
No, I never brought a boyfriend on vacation.
Right.
That's how I knew I was never serious about anybody.
More open if Landon had a girlfriend sleepover than if Everly.
Oh, of course.
What?
Because you'd be like, baller.
No, I don't mind the couch thing. But I think it's, for some reason, I do feel a little bit more comfortable if it's a boy letting the girl sleep over on the couch. I don't know why.
Mm. Would you let Everly spend the night at somebody else's house? That's a boy, her boyfriend's?
Ooh.
Because you said
I don't like that because I'm not there.
Right.
Yeesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not the question.
Yeah, I know.
The question,
was not the couch either. It was in the same bed.
Who's going to say yes to that?
Apparently people do.
There's
people that, I mean, I knew one or two parents growing up that threw like house parties and bought the alcohol for the kids.
Yeah, but you're talking about.
I attended those
parties.
You're
talking about.
I mean,
boyfriend, girlfriend sleeping over 18 in the same room. That seems like.
I've heard people say when they're. I had a friend, I told you, 16, the mom's giving him condoms.
Yeah.
I know you're going to do it. He didn't even have a girlfriend at the time. He's
I mean, the condoms you can make a case for because schools at one point were considering giving out condoms. You're trying to stop the spread of pregnancy and disease.
Right, but I'm telling you, he even says, like, I guess my mom doesn't care if I do it.
Yeah,
we can have a talk with them
the right way. You have to have a lot of communication, not just like, here's the condoms, kid.
Like, look, I mean, because kids are going to may do that or not, but it's like, have a talk saying, hey, look, these are the consequences.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this and that. I said, if you are going to, which I don't want you to do, please do this.
That conversation is imperative to have.
Like,
I
have not a million conversations.
But if I know that my children, let's just say you can see into the future or whatever, and you know that they're going to be doing it, which, okay, I at least want them to be safe about it.
Okay, we do have some callers that want to give their opinions. We'll hear from them next, Jared and Katie in the morning.